welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio CD&D, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and after a series of bad weeks, we saw in week 22 a little bit of a comeback in the ATXDR, which gained 1.68% to 6,831 points. Because of a cash offer, RHI Magnesita came out as the best stock of the week with 25% up. On Thursday, 11 companies were honored in a festive ambience in the Palais Niederösterreich, the occasion, the most important recognition of the Austrian capital market, the Vienna Stock Exchange Awards. Schoeller Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment was able to achieve a premier victory this year. After 3 third places in the ATX category in 2011, 2012 and 2017, and the further 3rd place in 2020, Journalist Prize, the company managed to hit the big one in the prime category. News came from Vienna Airport, Valneva, Varimbex, RHI Magnesita, Lenzing, VIG, Strabag, Palfinger, Chroma Pharma, AT&S, SBO and CIMO. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 22, Monday, Vienna Airport. The responsible environmental impact authority of the provincial government of Lower Austria formally approved the application submitted by the Vienna Airport operating company Fluifen Wien AG to extend the implementation deadline for the third runway project until June 30, 2033. The decision was in line with the findings and assessments of the expert involved. The extension of the deadline enables the Vienna Airport to align planning for the construction period of the third runway to the actual development of flight traffic as well as profitability. In this regard, a precise point in time for beginning construction work cannot yet be specified. In any case, Vienna Airport continues to actively pursue the third runway projects on the basis of the incontestable notice of approval. Fluifen Wien, weekly performance, -0.44%. Tuesday, Valneva, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, today announces the filing of a regulatory application with Health Canada for marketing approval of the company's single-shot chikungunya vaccine candidate, VLA-1553, in persons aged 18 years and above. This is the second regulatory application for VLA-1553 filed by Valneva, and the company intends to make additional regulatory submissions in 2023. Valneva, weekly performance, -3.30%. Wearimpex, the business operations of the Wearimpex Group expanded noticeably in the first quarter of 2023 with revenue growth of 52%. Particularly the performance of the hotels improved following a weaker prior year period due to the pandemic, and revenues in the office segment also increased significantly thanks to the higher occupancy rates in Poland and newly let spaces in St. Petersburg. At the same time, negative property valuation results that were recognized in the first quarter of 2022 no longer applied. This resulted in a profit for the period of 1.4 million euros for the Wearimpex Group, up from -4.4 million euros in the prior year period. We are very pleased with the good development of our business operations. While the first quarter of 2022 was still in part impacted by restrictions due to the pandemic, no effects related to the coronavirus were discernible during the reporting period. Despite this upswing, a great deal of attention has been focused on the current geopolitical developments in connection with the conflict in Ukraine as well as the rise in inflation for over a year, noted Wearimpex CEO Franz Jurkiewicz. Wearimpex, weekly performance, 11.29%. RHI Magnesita, Ignite Luxembourg Holdings, which is indirectly managed by private equity company Rhône, offered to buy a 20% stake in Austria-headquartered refractory company RHI Magnesita at 2,850p per share in cash. In a brief statement, RHI management said, "The board is considering its response to the partial offer and a further announcement will be made in due course." RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 25.10%. Wednesday, Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, a world-leading provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has received further scientific proof that lensing fibers are biodegradable in the ocean and revert to being part of the ecosystem at the end of their life cycle. Scientists at the prestigious Academic Research Institute Scripps Institution of Oceanography, SIO at the University of California, San Diego confirmed back in 2021 that lensing TM lyocell fibers completely biodegrade in sea surface conditions in a remarkably short time. In a second study published in May 2023, the biodegradability of lensing TM lyocell fibers, lensing TM viscose fibers and lensing TM modal fibers on the seafloor was also confirmed, providing definitive proof that they are a better alternative to petroleum-based fibers. The assessments are the result of an independent project aimed at understanding end-of-life scenarios for textiles and non-wovens that are discarded as waste in the environment. Lensing, weekly performance, 3.24%. Paufinger, Alexander Sasanek, former managing director of BMW Motor and GmbH in Steyr and previous head of engine production at the BMW Group, will take on the role of COO on the Paufinger AG executive board as of July 1, 2023 and will be largely responsible for the ongoing transformation process. Paufinger, weekly performance, 1.40%. Vienna Insurance Group, VIG. In the first quarter, VIG Group generated a total premium volume of €3,871 million. This corresponds to an increase of 12.1% compared to the same period of the previous year. The increase can be attributed both to very good business development in the sea markets and to the initial consolidation of the acquired Aegon Group companies in Hungary and Turkey. Even without the initial consolidation of these companies, the premium growth is 7.1%. All VIG segments, Austria, Czech Republic, Poland, extended sea, special markets and group functions achieve premium increases. VIG, weekly performance, -5.80%. Strabag, the publicly listed European technology group for construction services Strabag SE generated an output volume of €3.4 billion in the first quarter of 2023, a double-digit increase of 10% compared to Q1 2022, partly attributable to the inflationary environment. The order books grew by a further 3% from the already high comparison value at the end of 2022 to reach a new record of €24.5 billion. Strabag, weekly performance, 3.27%. Thursday Chroma Pharma, an Austrian-based global player and challenger in the minimally invasive aesthetics market, announces that it will launch Lioglis, registered sign, a topical local anesthetic for superficial dermatological procedures, in its European core markets including Germany, the United Kingdom UK, and Ireland. Further markets including Brazil will follow by the end of 2023. The anesthetic cream complements Chroma's range of aesthetic injectables, a key pillar of its comprehensive and innovative aesthetics portfolio. The launch is preceded by an exclusive licensing agreement for Lioglis, registered sign, with Canadian dermatology company Cressida Therapeutics Inc. Cressida. The agreement grants Chroma the exclusive rights to commercialize Lioglis in 9 countries including Germany, Ireland, Switzerland, Belgium, Luxembourg, the UK and Netherlands and Brazil. At an S, the success stories of the two key strategic investments of the international technology company at Innes attract attention, at the headquarters in Lyon, where, unrivaled in Europe, a research and development center with series production for IC substrates is currently being created. The first machines have already been delivered. In Kulim, Malaysia, where Innes is building its first production facility in the Southeast Asian region, the completion of Plant 1 as well as the first deliveries of equipment were recently celebrated. Production is scheduled to start in 2024 at both locations. At Innes Kulim site, there are approximately 5,000 construction workers performing different construction tasks at site to deliver the fast-track construction progress. Here, the figures are extremely impressive. 2. The Kulim project will have a clean room area of 120,000 sqm. This corresponds to an incredible size of 17 soccer fields. The 24,000 tons of steel would be enough to build 2.5 Eiffel Towers. At an S, weekly performance, 0.48%. SBO, Schoeller Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment AG, SBO, acquires Praxis Completion Technology FCCO. The Dubai-based company with branch in Saudi Arabia is a leader in the manufacture of packers that isolate the annulus from the production tubing to allow for controlled production. thereby increasing the rate of production from the well. In the past fiscal year, which ended on December 31, 2022, Praxis Completion Technology generated sales of around $15 million with 30 employees. Closing is expected for the second half of 2023, subject to regulatory approvals. The purchase price for the acquisition of all shares in the company of $22 million, of which 80% is debt at closing and 20% 2 years after closing, will be increased by the results generated from January 1, 2023, to closing, as well as working capital adjustments. SBO, weekly performance, 5.57%. Friday CAMO, the Supervisory Board of Real Estate Company CAMO Berlin has decided on the reclassification of Hungary to strategically non-core, and simultaneously authorized the Management Board to initiate all relevant activities related to exiting the market, either the platform sale, sub-portfolio sale, or individual asset sales. CAMO, weekly performance, 5.58%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday. Oh,